Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, out the bubble home.
Stranded, yeah, mama home. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And we love these midweek bonus podcasts because we get to share more music we're passionate about and invite our Patreon listeners to be the first to hear these. Patreon supporters like Mike Stroming, thank you for your support, Mike. Can't do it without you. So, Greg, you're going to add a track to the Desert Island Jukebox this week. Give us a little hint of what it's going to be.
Jim, I want to play the debut track, the explosive lead single from an artist that we have recently reviewed on the show, has had a distinguished two-decade-plus career, but never, in my mind, made a better track than this one.
All right, I'm eager to hear that. We'll get that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. All right, we're back on Sound Opinions. Greg is going to play this track he teased us about. What is it, Mr. Cotton?
Well, it's a track from Santi Gold. We reviewed her most recent album on the show. Everything she's done, I would say, rates an A+ for me. I think she's a terrific artist, an extremely underrated singer and songwriter. And her debut album really kind of set the bar extremely high. She's been able to live up to that promise ever since. I'm not in any way denigrating her work since then.
No.
But wow, that single, L.E.S. Artistes, remains with me as one of the signature tracks of the century. You know, if I had to put together a list of your 20 favorite songs from, you know, the 2000 onward, this would have to be on it. I might even, certain days, it might even be in the top three, top five for me, but it's that good. Santi Gold is an incredibly talented songwriter. She began her career as a songwriter and an A&R person. She evolved into a punk act and then a solo artist. Mm-hmm. Her 2008 debut album remains a thing of extraordinary arrange. When she was known as Santogold, she changed her name to Santigold because of a conflict with another artist's name. And this was a signature song from that. I remember hearing it for the first time and going, wow, what was that? LES, that's an acronym for Lower East Side Artists. That's what this track is about, LES Artists. She moved to Brooklyn. She's a Philly person, and she moved to Brooklyn as her solo career was taking off. And she was just struck, what she called, with the pretension of a lot of these Lower East Side Artists, as they referred to themselves. She said there was a lot of talking and not a lot of doing.
The air is thick in Brooklyn yes. with pretension.
Yes, the style, the fashion, it was all there, but you know the actual work was not up to snuff. And she was just kind of saying, here, I'm competing with these people who are on very different reasons than I am. You know, she felt like there was sort of a competition going on to be more noticed and more beautiful and better looking, and she goes, I'm not even playing this game. So here she comes out with this track that could be viewed by some, well, it's mean-spirited. Actually, it's a very incisive critique of an industry that she was already well-versed in. She, as I said, she'd been an A&R person to start. So she knew that the music industry could be a very corrupt thing, and she was going to figure out a way to negotiate it on her own terms. More credit to her. It is one of the great diss tracks of all time. I'm thinking Graham Parker's Mercury Poisoning or the Sex Pistols EMI, yeah, yeah. You know, tracks about how the industry works. It can be very powerful. What I'm searching for, to tell it straight, I'm trying to build a wall, walking by myself down avenues that's a reek of time to kill, trying to build a wall away from all of this stuff and do my own thing. Most of these bands that she's talking about would have killed to write a track as good as this, you know? And, yeah. and to me, this was a great opening statement from a great artist, Santigold with LES Artists on Sound Opinions. LES Artiste, Santogold, when she was known as Santogold, now Santigold. Seek out everything she's done. It's well worth it. But that was the opening salvo, and it's terrific.
Still a fantastic terrific. Artist, Greg. Absolutely great. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.